Hi. This month's etheric level of the planet is adjusting a lot in order to accommodate new blueprints that are coming in that are related to how we resonate with reality in the material forms that we are in. In other words, that could be used for body healing, and it also could be used for body breaking, for the destroying of the patterns that are disharmonious. So viruses, bacteria, anything that essentially is mutated. We right now have so many mutants that live on this planet because of the chemicals we created, because we imbalance nature so much that it's just kind of gone off trying to fix itself and it's not working really well. So this new imprint is meant to essentially modify some of those mutants into a more harmonious path. Maybe even destroy some of them, like turn them off. Some of the viruses, some of the bacteria that we have that is not harmonious with the planet. So there are plenty of bacteria that might be dangerous, let's say, to human body, but they're not necessarily disharmonious with the planet. They are part of the blueprint. But we have created so many that are not good for the planet. Never mind us, but the planet itself. So this is what's happening in here. The etheric blueprint is being modified. And in doing so, any pattern, may that be virus, bacteria, fungi of some sort, or any form, like new molecules that are mutated, that created, that in a body, in a organism, that's what we label cancer. So trees can have cancer, animals can have cancer, humans can have cancer. All cancer, it's an immature solution from the body in attempt to fix the problem that it is experiencing. And the problem is environmental within the organism. So something in the environment that the organism lives, either external and then deposits into the organism, like the tree drinking in polluted water, let's say, or a human being having some toxicity in the body, or some bacterial infection that causes the toxicity. Or it's an internal issue, environmental as an internal. Like, let's say some cells are actually mutated, so they're not producing the proper chemicals. Like, cell is like little factory, right? It's supposed to assemble different pieces in order to then deliver it to the next cell and the next cell, and that's how we build the biological multicellular organism. And that's what this matter vehicle is. It's a multicellular organism that we are incarnate in. Well, that multicellular organism, if one of the parts of its factories is not working really well, that factory essentially shipping out product that is not a good product for the rest. So the whatever that is designed to be for, it's not quite fitting for. And that's also the reason the body will create cancer. Now, as to, there's a bigger picture to cancer, so I'm not necessarily going to go there. That has to do with cancer is about space. So if we don't give space to something, that will be then the organ that could be affected. That's why people can have cancer, and it's usually linked to a particular area where the issue is. So this is sort of as to where the focal point is. But that's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about the karmic part, and we're not talking about, you know, healing necessarily something that doesn't exist yet. But we are talking about healing something that doesn't exist yet. So kind of stay with me here. What we're talking about is etheric blueprint that is meant to be healthy, that the planet used to have for each organism, may that be a tree or an animal or a human being. And that blueprint got polluted and distorted and mutated. So the current energy is modifying the etheric blueprint to match the original one. So you can think of it as curing yourself from illnesses that you haven't had yet. If, on another hand, there is some sort of a physical imbalance, if you are experiencing some sort of a condition in the body, doesn't have to be cancer, any kind of a condition, like a chronic sinus infection, let's say, which is autoimmune response to environment, right? Or arthritis, which is autoimmune response internally to perception of environment that has to do with having to defend both of them. It's just one is fire-based, one is water-based. Arthritis is fire-based, sinus infections are water-based. So It could be urinary tract infections. It could be anything that has to do with some sort of an internal condition that is caused by mutation of the cells. So you can see we're not talking about typical neurological disorders, or we're not talking about psychological disorders, and we're not talking about, let's say, migraines, because those are electrical storms in your skull. We're talking about actually material vehicles, cells in your body, matching the blueprint of what the ultimate shape frequency for each cell supposed to be. Most of us are so far from whatever that ultimate is that it's not even funny. So that's what is being corrected. The beings that are working with the solar console to help with that process are called Abgal. So Abgal are amphibian beings from Sirius. They are humanoid people, but their development is sort of partially in water, partially on land, so they can live in both. They work with etheric templates, and they are right now modifying the energy within this planet, like Pi, the host of this planet, and Gaia have invited them, and the solar console agreed. So we have a delegation of them right now. They do travel in spaceships. So there's actually a spaceship that came in and was allowed in and now is interacting with this planet because their technology is fourth dimensional. It can go through matter. So when we think of a spaceship, we think of a spaceship as in floating in space, not in solid matter. But when you're in the fourth dimension, space is not an empty place, so because of it you can actually just go through matter as if it's not there because you're shifting the polarity of it, which is what they did. So they right now are in planetary core in their ship. It looks like a big blob of liquid goo, sort of gel like and that's what they came out of. So that's their vehicle that they arrived in. So I'll talk more about them, but this is the time for us to work with our issues about our matter vehicles. So can we see our bodies as intelligent technology that is created by Gaia and, you know, modified by many other beings, some for the good, some for the bad, but either way, it was always still enhanced. So whatever it is that we are now, there is an ultimate blueprint that it can connect to, and our consciousness is also modifying our body. So it's a relationship with the vehicle that you're in. It's living within your body, but trusting it, sort of thinking of it like a pet. Like you're going to love your pet, you're going to take care of your pet. If your pet has an issue, you're going to support it. You're not going to freak out, you're not going to yell at it, you're not going to be upset with it or blame it for something. So that's our part in sort of getting out of the way so that as this harmonious blueprint on the planet is being worked with in order to help our bodies feel better, we ourselves are getting out of the way with our issues about our bodies so that our body can then reconnect to that blueprint. That's what's happening. And as that's happening, you might notice your physical body being reconfigured. That might look like some detoxing. It could be through the skin, it could be through some other symptoms, but it's essentially anything that was like freeloaders in the body that doesn't need to be there. Could be bacteria, could be fungi, could be a virus that was just dormant for a long time and now needs to get out, so it got activated. Could be just toxins that have been sitting in cells, kind of like waiting to be dumped out, and now they can. So don't worry about that. That's a good thing. That's your body following exactly what's going on the planet as we're aligning our body with the health blueprint with the help of Abgal. And I will talk more about them in the next segment.